This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Coming up, we're going to find out from Nikki about a AI that's been scraping Facebook to send your photographs to the police database, apparently.
Nice.
We'll talk about that. Maybe just not. We'll get into that coming up here in a little bit. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Nikki.
And it's Bonnie.
You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features we have for you there. By the way, I do want to say thank you to Suzanne Borjo, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It is a way for you to get behind what we do here. Suzanne is a gold-level AMPS member, meaning that she's doing $10 a month to help us get the word out about the ideas of liberty and peace and freedom, crypto, and alternatives like gold and silver. And if you like the stuff we talk about here on the radio and on streaming and podcasts 7 nights per week, then please get behind the show as Suzanne has done over at amps.freetalklive.com. You get some perks as well. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Whether you want to talk about the incandescent light bulb ban that our one of our chatters says should only be affecting the manufacturers and the retailers as far as selling
incandescents. Well, you're still going to get more expensive lights if the manufacturers are getting that.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. But one of the points he was making was that there's still a lot of incandescent bulbs out there.
Yeah, and you're not going to get fined if you personally...
We don't think so, at least. I mean, I'm not going to give legal advice.
So if I sell them on the corner...
Yeah,
am I going to go to jail or no?
That's probably not going to happen, but I mean, I can't make any promises. The question is, what about people who are selling them on like a secondhand basis, not just on the corner, but like eBay?
Yeah.
So, for instance, the gentleman, he calls himself President DeSantis in the chat room. He says that, you know, he goes to these estate sales all the time, and, you know, usually an estate sale, you've got some old person who's passed away, and it's all of their stuff, and they've got boxes and boxes of, you know, brand new incandescent bulbs. So there's certainly a lot of them out there, and there will continue to be some. Maybe we'll see some of them being smuggled in from China on black market. So the odds that they're going to go away entirely, probably pretty slim, but it's going to get difficult to find them on any kind of store shelf.
What are the bulbs anyway in here?
These are LED.
Oh, I hate it.
Bad review about the lighting
about
from Bonnie.
I've always said that.
Unfortunately, they tend to be cheaper to operate on the on the power bill. Now, again, as our caller had pointed out, which I did not even consider this, they fail earlier than they advertise because it's not the LED light that fails, it's the power converter inside them that's failing, which is interesting. I did
Maybe
not realize.
Maybe we should switch.
Well, good luck finding the incandescents.
It's going to be like the Twinkie, where they went out of business, and then people are selling them on eBay for like $500.
Really,
like, you want a light bulb? $500.
Are they seriously?
Why wouldn't you just make your own Twinkies?
But then it came back, though.
It's totally possible to make your own yellow cake.
It's not the same. It's not the same, Bonnie.
It's
you need
better.
That corn syrup.
Ew.
And yeah.
They're not using the same recipe, the new company that bought them?
I think they probably are, but at the time, there was a short period of like a few months where you couldn't get Twinkies in the stores because they weren't producing them.
And the prices shot up.
Oh, yeah. People were selling them on eBay for like $500.
She was saying, it's not the same to just make your own because people are addicted
Bonnie wants to make her own.
Yeah. No, I'm not like crazy about Twinkies. I don't know. I guess I would do it.
I don't think I've ever had one.
I wouldn't be against it.
I must have at some point, but it's so, like, unremarkable to me.
Yeah.
I can't really recall.
Wow, that's shocking. I used to get them in, like, my lunch boxes sometimes. Like, my mom would pack my lunch sometimes.
Yeah,
she'd throw a Twinkie in there.
Never. My parents would never have had any Twinkies in their house. So any time I would have had one would have had to have been at some friend's house.
We have would never just have them in our house for, like, walking into the pantry and eating them. It was more like a lunchbox thing. I don't know. But there's also like a, sorry, what's the word, off-brand Twinkie type things?
Sure, knockoff or private label or alternatives.
Because we shopped at Aldi.
So if you want to comment, you can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. I'm sure Little Debbie's got their own knockoff or whatever. Mm-hmm. They probably got something very similar. 603-283-6160. So one of the stories we were going to get into, and it was kind of setting the table for in the last hour before we ended up getting that call, was about the cities that are in a similar situation as the banks. And, of course, like the banks, they'll be considered too big to fail. And it's very well possible that the Federal Reserve, the federal government, may be bailing out cities and even some states who have been mismanaging the money that they've stolen from you through taxes.
It's not that big. It can fail.
Well, that would be nice, but they're not going to be allowed to fail in many cases. And it was years ago there were problems with, like, Detroit that was having financial issues as well. I don't know if you all remember hearing
about
that.
Didn't they just ignore that, though?
No, they brought in, like, this special... I don't know what you call them. It's been so many years since we heard the story, but they brought in this special financial guru, and they said, "You take this over. You get to decide things now because the city council has completely failed fiscally with the money that they were entrusted from the taxpayers." So here's the story from the Wall Street Journal: the Federal Reserve's latest interest rate hike, paired with the continuing bank panic, is causing credit conditions to tighten. State and local governments could be the next sinking ships that Washington gets called on to rescue. More than a decade of near-zero rates allowed state and local governments to borrow cheaply. At the same time, the Fed's quantitative easing inflated asset values and prompted pension funds chasing high returns to pile into riskier, high-yielding investments. Now that the music has stopped, the bills for years' worth of monetary exuberance are coming due. The balance sheet risks for mismanaged states and municipalities have been hiding in plain sight, just as they were at Silicon Valley Bank. Continued financial market turmoil and a prolonged economic downturn could cause some pension funds to collapse and cities to declare bankruptcy. Taxpayers will invariably wind up on the hook for politicians' bad financial bets. Now, if you guys have heard of pensions when it comes to government bureaucrats, you probably know that they usually get like 90% of what they were making. So, yeah. Like if you're a government bureaucrat at a state or city level and you retire after your 20 years of working for the government, you usually get a check every, I don't know how often they get it, if it's weekly or monthly or whatever, but it's basically worth 90% of what your final salary was with that government bureaucracy.
It's so crazy, too. It's like a lot.
It is a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And so you factor that in. Plus, they also had all that health care coverage, and they got paid really well. And so they get paid more typically to do government work. If there is a private counterpart to what they do, the private people always get paid less. Like, government people get paid more for the same job.
Absolutely.
And so they're just sitting pretty. And, in fact, a lot of government people... Again, they only have to work 20 years before they can get the retirement. So many of them are retired, quote unquote, at like 40 or 50 years old. So they do what you call double dipping, where you get the pension money coming in, and then you just go back and you get another part-time or full-time job with the government. Yeah. So then you're getting the full-time or part-time government paycheck with all the government benefits of health care and stuff, and you're still getting your 90% pension. There's tons of people around here who do that.
Oh, absolutely. I remember growing up, my dad always told me, if you're smart, you'll work for the government because you get all these benefits and you get all this money, and I was never interested.
Well, you're not smart, obviously, Nikki.
Clearly.
No, well, you clearly actually have
maybe
some self-worth.
Moral. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. I'm like, one, I wouldn't even want any of those jobs, even if it wasn't a moral issue. What government job could I have that I would enjoy? You know what I mean?
There
aren't any good ones.
They
like
do
the
all the
snowplow guys.
I was gonna say, cool. Yeah. Okay.
They do the perks. That's what sucks. I was just saying in a chat. Like I was saying, when I lived in Utah, I really wanted to work for the parks.
Yeah, be like a park ranger.
Yeah, but then I started being a libertarian. I was like, oh, I can't do that.
So what they're saying here is that these governments have done all this investing in the pension funds for their employees or their former employees, but the pension funds are up S Creek right now, just like the bankers were. And, of course, the government employees have very powerful unions, and they're not mm-hmm. just going to just take this sitting yeah. down. They're going to fight, and they're going to likely win because they have contracts. Local government economic development projects are already growing more expensive and less attractive to private investors owing to rising rates. Consider the $124 million minor league soccer stadium in Pawtucket, Rhode Island, set to receive about $60 million in state tax credits, federal COVID aid, and public debt. Construction started over the winter, but the project's developers struggling to raise money to complete it as credit conditions tighten. That means taxpayers could wind up paying more of the costs, which explains Rhode Island Governor Daniel McKee's outburst at the central bank last week. McKee said, quote, "I have taken a very strong position that what the Fed is doing, accelerating interest rates, is not in the best interest of the people of the state of Rhode Island. They need to stop the increases, halt any increases, and start decreasing that interest rate." Which, of course, the last thing they did was increase the rates.
Yeah.
So clearly, they don't care about what, you know, some governor of Rhode Island has to say. Are they going to keep raising interest rates? Well, that remains to be seen. But they don't seem to. I mean, they've slowed the raises from half a point to a quarter of a point. But who knows? Time will tell. If the Fed is to blame, it's for leaving interest rates too low for too long, says the Wall Street Journal, which spurred states, localities, and private investors to bankroll dubious projects like a 10,500-seat stadium in a city with a population of 75,000 people.
Wow, calling them out.
Which city is
that? Pawtucket.
Pawtucket, Rhode Island.
Wow.
The country is littered with profligate public works projects that politicians use to buy votes. Take San Francisco's 1.7-mile Central Subway, which opened in January at a cost of $1.95 billion.
Whoa.
For less than 2 miles of track.
What? Wow. 2 miles?
1.7 miles.
They can't just walk?
It costs three times as much as initially estimated. Which, of course, is typical with government. They always cost more than what yeah. they say it's going to. The subway is drawing fewer than 3,000 daily riders. No doubt because the design doesn't make sense. Riders have to walk the equivalent of 3 football fields to connect to other transit lines and take 3 escalators to reach platforms 12 stories underground.
Whoa.
That didn't stop.
That sounds scary.
Representative Nancy Pelosi, other San Francisco Democratic power brokers, and their union friends from championing the project. When borrowing is dirt cheap, why not max out the taxpayer credit card? Now that credit is more expensive, states and localities have come up with a creative new way to finance their political investments more cheaply. Market their bonds as ESG. New York City last autumn floated $400 million in social impact bonds.
ESG, like economic, social,
yeah,
green
whatever
score,
that stands
something
for,
like that.
Something like that. To fund the construction of affordable housing. Enormous demand from investors reduced the yields that the city had to pay. Taxpayers will be stuck paying debt costs on political pet projects for years to come at the same time as public worker pensions bleed them dry. A report by the research shop Equable estimated that the 228 largest public retirement systems were running a $1.4 trillion unfunded liability at the end of last June. So I don't know what that $1.4 trillion unfunded liability means as far as time frame is concerned. I don't know how that reflects to them being able to make these payments to the pension people, but it doesn't sound good. That's a lot of money, $1.4 trillion that they don't have, that they owe purportedly to these people that are receiving the pensions, but at some point they're going to run out.
Don't you think they'll be okay with just foregoing their pensions?
They would probably be just fine if they'd actually saved any of that money, but you know how people are.
No, I'm saying I think they'll understand. They won't mind.
Yeah, there'll be riots.
Oh yeah. Oh, absolutely. It'll look like France.
Yeah, that's basically what's going on there.
Yeah, the French people think they have it bad. We don't even get our retirement.
Stock prices haven't increased much, though, and the values of other pension fund investments are falling. Fixed income assets, such as government bonds, used to make up about half of pension fund portfolios, but now are only about 20%. To meet their targeted investment return rates, typically between 7 and 8%, pension funds loaded up on higher-yielding stocks and alternative investments, such as real estate, hedge funds, and private equity, which rely heavily on leverage. These alternative investments now make up about 30% of pension fund investments and are getting slammed by rising interest rates. Defaults on office buildings are increasing while property values fall, which will ding pension funds and make it harder for local budgets to fund retirement obligations. Just think about what happened during COVID. What happened? Well, a lot of people were told, you can work from home. In fact, you don't even need to come back into the office. Now, we're back, and you can come back if you want, but you don't really have to. We kind of like it when you work from home. Like, there's been a huge change in how people do work these days, and what has resulted in is the commercial real estate market has, like, fallen through the floor. Yeah. If you had a big-ass office building that was full of people and fully rented, then half of those companies decide, well, most of our staff is staying home. Why are we paying for 100,000 square feet in the middle of Manhattan when we could just bail on this lease? We'll pay whatever the, you know, the cancellation fee is and not have to be here for six more years or whatever. We'll rent a tiny little office in a strip mall on the outskirts of town and then, you know, maybe have some staff meetings on Zoom or whatever and call it a day. Well, then that office building is empty.
Yeah.
Or it's now at half capacity or whatever, and they can't pay their mortgage. They can't pay the property tax bill. So office prices are going to go down. The rents for those offices are going to go down. And eventually the property values are going to go down, which means that the property tax collections are going to go down. And that means it's going to be harder to pay the pensions of the government bureaucrats. So, like, there's all these sort of cascading economic effects that are taking place here. Now, according to this story here, about 80% of property tax dollars, oh my God, in Chicago, go to fund pensions.
Oh my God.
I mean, Chicago is probably worse than
crazy,
most places.
But still.
But yeah, it would be interesting to hear.
80%?
Like, yeah, it would be interesting to find out what percentage of Keene, New Hampshire's budget or the state of New Hampshire's budget is going to pensions. I bet you it's significant. Yet Chicago's four pension systems have only enough assets to cover about 25% of what they owe their workers and retirees, which is less than Detroit's pension funds had when the Motor City declared Chapter 9 bankruptcy a decade ago. So that's what I was referring to earlier. Pension funds in states like Illinois, New Jersey, and Connecticut aren't in much better shape. Insolvent cities could declare bankruptcy, but states, as a matter of federal law, can't. That means their taxpayers will inevitably have to pay more to cover the pension shortfalls. In Illinois, 25% of general tax revenues pay for pensions. Many states, including Illinois, can't afford to bail out their underwater cities, but they also may not want the stain of allowing them to go bankrupt. So 25% of general tax revenues in Illinois pay for pensions, a full quarter of all of the money that you pay in taxes if you live in Illinois, from your property taxes to the income tax there, is going to pay a bunch of bureaucrats to sit on their ass in retirement.
Paying for people to do literally nothing.
Mm-hmm. And that's what you got, America, and they're going to keep on taking because they feel like they've, quote-unquote, served you.
Yeah.
And that because they served you, they're your servants, they get to take for the rest of their lives. That is how entitled these people are.
And then not to mention how bad all of the city, or most of the cities in the states are with their money. And then when they go bankrupt and when they have no money because they have so severely mismanaged their budget, then we have to pay more taxes for it.
That's
what
right.
What sucks is they won't just be able to get what they deserve by taking a bad chance. Like, oh, I'm going to take my chance on working for the government because they'll always pay me back.
That's what they thought.
They don't get to get what they deserve for that because the federal government's just going to probably...
They'll bail them out.
Bail them out.
Right. Well, because they don't want French protests going on.
This can only go on for so much longer.
Well, yeah, but what can really be done about it? I mean, what would happen if New Hampshire state reps proposed, and I don't know if anybody's, you know, ballsy enough to propose this or if it can even be legally done, but what if they said, you know what, if you work for the government from here on out, you got to handle your own retirement. You get paid. You get paid well as a government
I wonder
worker.
If that is a federal thing.
Just save your own damn money like all the rest of us do. Put it into whatever funds you want to put it into. You decide what to do, and then we're going to... I don't know. We'll somehow try to figure out how to pay all the rest of you people because we're contracted to do so. But, you know, what happens if that contract gets violated? Can they change the rules after the fact?
I mean,
it's a really messy...
typically not how contracts work.
Probably not.
But if there's no money, I mean, if our...
Right, how do you get blood
from the stone? If the U.S. economy just completely goes under like it already is...
Yeah.
There might not be a possibility.
Right. How do you get blood from a stone? If the state of New Hampshire has not enough revenue to pay these bureaucrats, then what happens? You get a court ruling saying they have to get paid with what money?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's really strange situation.
And that's the thing. You know, it doesn't matter what the law says or it doesn't matter what the court rules. If it's an impossibility, it's an impossibility. You're not getting paid.
The federal government can just print money.
Well, and that is where this may end up going to, where states... That's what the Wall Street Journal is suggesting here, is that the states cannot declare bankruptcy. The cities can, but the states can't. And so that means they're going to turn to Washington, D.C. and say, we need help. You got to turn on the printing press, turn on the spigot of money, and just start spraying it all over these states that are way in debt to these pension systems. So they say here... The most likely outcome would be a cascade of bailouts by some combination of U.S. taxpayers, the Federal Reserve, and municipal bond investors. Democratic-run states and big cities are simply too politically important for the Biden administration to let them fail.
Wow.
And, I mean, where is that going to lead? So if they print another $5 trillion for the bailout... I mean, what happens then?
We all know what happens then.
You know, you're going to be paying $50 for a carton
hamburger.
Of eggs.
Yeah.
You know?
Right? So, you know, how soon is this going to happen? Again, hard to say. But the economic factors that are coming into this circumstance are undeniable. They're really there, and these people are really, was it $1.4 trillion shortfall, I think they said? The 228 largest public retirement systems were running. That's just the 228 largest ones. I mean, there must be thousands of public retirement systems, one for every city, every county and every city that's out there, probably the towns as well. So it's probably thousands of them. But the 228 largest of them, so like the big cities, have a $1.4 trillion unfunded liability. That's a lot of money. Now, of course, the Federal Reserve could just write that check and make all of that go away, pay off these pensioners, and of course then their checks won't buy what they used to, but that doesn't really matter, does it? They'll be getting their pension like they're obligated to get. Whether it'll buy enough, you know, be enough money to buy their cat food for the month is another question. The number is 603-283-6160. Of course, the rest of us will be on the hook as well through the magic of inflating the money supply. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. Several people are dead after a tornado hit the town of Glen Allen, Missouri. That's about 100 miles south of St. Louis. Glen Allen resident Shelby Davidson said it was terrifying.
A lot of cracking, loud loud wind. And it was in a matter of seconds, and then it just hit, and it was just awful.
Authorities going door-to-door in a search and rescue mission, but five deaths have been confirmed. Former Vice President Mike Pence says he will not appeal a federal judge's order that he testify in the ongoing investigation of former President Trump's attempt to overturn the 2020 election. It's not clear exactly when Pence will appear before the Washington, D.C. grand jury. Get ready to see higher prices at the pump. Gas Buddy says OPEC's decision to cut oil production will cause gas prices to rise. Estimates range anywhere from a 10 to 20 cent per gallon increase. The average price of gas in the U.S. right now is $3.52. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Well, the good news about this failing economy and the dollar and the situation that we've been discussing here is that at least things are going slow right now. Like, you can see on the horizon these different things that are out there that are going to become a problem, like what we were just discussing, the $1.4 trillion in unfunded liabilities in regards to government pension funds that are out there, and that's at just for the top 228 of them, that they don't have that money to pay the people that they're owed, supposedly, these bureaucrats, that money. Then you've got all the other issues that are transpiring out there, like we talked about earlier tonight with the dollar not being used in international trade. It's being used less, especially by the BRICS nations that are on an absolute mission to cut out the dollar, it seems like, and to even introduce their own world currency to possibly replace it. So, like, you can hear about these stories and you can tell yourself, you can plug your ears and say, la, 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 the dollar will always be on top. It'll always be number one. The dollar is the best thing ever.
And my money in the bank is safe.
Yeah, that too. Even though you're seeing banks fail. Even though you know why the banks have failed.
Well, a lot of people are ignoring all this stuff.
Well, they don't even know.
They don't even know about it, yeah.
But for those of you that are paying attention, the good news is, it's probably not going to fall tomorrow. It's probably not all going to come
might have
down
a week
at once. I don't know how long it's going to take. It might be 10 more years. I don't know. And people have been predicting financial calamity in the United States as long as I've been alive. So I'm never going to go out and on that limb and say, now's the time. But it's definitely not as good times now for the dollar as it was 10 or 20 years ago. So you got time to plan. You've got time to make decisions about what to do, how you're going to handle this, because you don't have to be hamstrung by this government money system anymore. Thanks to Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, you didn't have this option before 2009. You could have bought some gold and silver, but those markets are manipulated to some extent. But they're still good. Like, I still love gold and silver. In fact, I'm prohibited from using cryptocurrencies, so gold's even more useful to me these days. But you want to consider what to do with your wealth that you have, because the government is going to continue to destroy your wealth by printing more dollars out. You can be absolutely guaranteed that that's going to happen. At what rate is it going to happen is really the only question. How desperately are they going to be printing in the next year, two, three, four, 5 years? Hard to say. Hard to know which of these bills are going to come due and how soon and how desperate that situation will make them. Let's go to Perry. He's calling us from California. Go ahead, Perry.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Sure.
What I wanted to say is I was born and raised in Los Angeles area.
Okay.
And many years ago, they were talking about this because the pensions were more than some of the people were, you know, like if they were a cop or something, they'd have unions, and they were pushing for more money for them. Well, they were going broke, too. All the Democrat cities, I think, across the nation for sure are having that same issue. But I wanted to say something real quick, if you'd let me.
Of course.
I have two other points. Okay. When I'm sure they spent a few million dollars, at least over a million, I'm sure of that, to protect people, you know, when Trump went to court in New York.
You mean just on, like, security?
Security and the barriers, and who knows?
Yeah,
I mean, the thing is, and police, well, the thing is, if they would concentrate that money toward the people that are pushing people in front of subways, shooting, carjackings, rapists, all these people that are murdering people in New York and go after them. In other words, track them down, whatever. Use the money for real criminals,
mm-hmm.
not for Trump. But this is going to help Trump, by the way, I think, because Trump's smarter than all of them put together anyways. And the thing is, I think it's going to help. If they can get the voter fraud control under control a little bit more, that's all of it, because they'll never stop that in every state, I don't think. But the other point I wanted to make was the World Bank. I don't know much about the World Bank.
Well, before
However, Perry,
let's just look at what you're saying here. You're saying you think that they should be spending more money investigating real crimes in New York instead of providing security for politicians.
Well, anyway. They're gonna bring Trump to court. Come on, I mean, he didn't do anything.
They're bringing him to court. I mean, that's absolutely gonna happen.
Well, I know they want to do that because they want to make sure that he don't become president. They're trying to throw him in jail, really. But
from what the people who are looking at this case are saying, the odds that Trump actually sees the inside of a jail cell on these charges, even though it's 34 felony counts, there are 34 low felonies. These are like the Class E felony in New York State, so it's the lowest possible felony type. There's not an actual victim in the case. Trump has no criminal history. So the odds that he is going to be sentenced to any jail time at all, according to everybody that's being commented on this in the mainstream media, is like,
I don't know what the end is. I mean, what the goal is, but they want to be able to always bring that up. You know, they want to be able to be like,
he's a felon,
and he did a bad thing, whatever those 34 counts are. I don't know.
Jesse Waters brought up something interesting the other night. He said that. Because everybody knows when Trump's going to be at court again. That's going to be on December the 4th or whatever it was. And
wow, he's not back until December?
I think that's what they're going to do. But anyways, they got tall buildings around there, right?
Mm-hmm.
They could have a sniper take him out. They'll know exactly what time he's going to be there, walking around in that New York. And I don't know. I don't trust that situation either.
If somebody's looking to attack Donald Trump, why would they do it in New York City when he's, you know, accessible in so many other places where there's so, you know, fewer people around? I don't know if I buy that one. That doesn't make a lot of sense.
You know, Trump isn't a perfect person, but if you're going to look for somebody perfect, you're never going to find anybody to be president.
I don't want any presidents.
Yeah.
And if Trump is the closest to perfect, I mean, dang, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, well, certainly no humans are perfect. That's true, which is exactly why we don't need them ruling over other people.
Well, obviously, I'm a Trump supporter. I have been came down the elevator, the escalator, I'm sorry. But about the World Bank real quickly, okay. I understand they support climate change agenda. And we were giving them billions of dollars so they can turn around and give money to Ukraine and so forth. That's another farce. You know, that's crazy, insane, mm-hmm. because of our situation. You know, I get that I feel sorry for those people over there and their buildings being crumbled, everything. That's true. But us being in $32-33 trillion in debt, America's got 200 problems are going on all at once with the socialist big government people taking over our government and taking over America and trying to take us down from within.
So then
and you would agree.
The
Chinese countries are supporting that too as well.
We're on the same. Sounds like we are in agreement at the very least that sending billions of dollars to Ukraine is a bad idea, right, Perry?
100%. It's destructive to our country.
Agreed. Now, would you also agree, Perry? I just want to make sure we're still on the same page here. Wouldn't you also agree that it's a bad idea to send billions or millions of dollars to every other country on the planet?
Yeah, I agree with you. I've always thought that. It's kind of interesting that you brought that to my attention because that's the thing. When I first learned that, I thought it was so ridiculous that we're printing up money that we don't have. Number one, what we're doing is just printing up money and out of thin air. You can go on the internet to Creature of Jekyll Island is still on on the internet. I'm sorry, regarding the Federal Reserve, of course. But anyway,
would agree then also that like every country, including Israel, should not be getting millions and billions of taxpayer dollars, correct?
You are correct if you believe the same way I do.
Okay. All right, good. It sounds like you're consistent on that one.
Well, you have to be because, like I say, we have to help Americans. I don't care if you're black, Mexican, Chinese, Japanese. I don't care what race you are. I don't care what religion you are. I don't care. We gotta make it safe for people to walk around in our cities, especially the big cities I'm saying, like Chicago, New York, and LA. We need to turn around everything. It's not gonna happen in our lifetime. But we can start. See, there's one thing good about all of this negative stuff. And that is that because America is so unique, and we were founded on liberty through God, we can turn this around if the American people decide they really truly want this. If they truly want smaller government, less taxes,
but they don't,
and all
do
the
they?
Good things.
I mean, we've seen example after example, Perry, in recent years. For instance, COVID is a perfect example of how many Americans want to have a big daddy nanny government telling them exactly what to wear and where they can go and when they can go and do it.
That's because the government tells the people, "I'll give you this free, that free, and everything free." But they don't realize
when are they going to stop believing
that money runs out. Well, one more thing. Once that money runs out, you don't think people are going to go breaking in people's homes and going?
Oh, absolutely, they are.
That's what's happening in San Francisco right now.
I don't even know how that's a good point anyway, because they got $1,600 and immediately it was squandered on inflation anyway. So it's not like they really got anything out of COVID-19 lockdowns. They lost their businesses and stuff like that. They didn't go and decide we're going to tear down the government because of that. They're just too stupid. They're not paying attention. And besides, the other thing is it's hard to say anything about the American people because those are 350 or whatever million people. I mean, they're all different. There's lots of different types of cultures within that. And you can't say, the American people are ready for getting a small government or whatever.
A lot of the American people are smarter than you think they are. And they can see through this stuff. You know what I mean? They can see through a lot of it. I mean, I'm not saying everybody, maybe it's only half. But
however, is crazy.
We need to at least try. That's what the point I was going to make, is that we need to at least, you know, it's like, if everybody in America, when you walk around your city, pick up the trash, you know what I mean? Throw it in the trash. Don't throw your gum where people can step on it with their shoes. I mean, let's do everything
I mean,
we can.
Yeah, don't that would be nice, down, but I don't think...
I think people will do it if you
I pick up trash around my neighborhood from time to time when I see something.
Yeah, but that's not going to fix the economy.
Like, I'm saying, what happens in New York City.
It's nice things to do, but recently what I've realized is I used to give people a lot more credit than I should have.
Mm-hmm.
And recently what I've realized is people aren't paying attention. And, you know, Perry said that we should believe that people are smarter than we think they are. It's actually the opposite. I spent a lot of time thinking that people were intelligent and that they cared and that they were kind and compassionate. And what I'm realizing is that maybe they are kind and compassionate. I still like to believe that. But people are stupid. They're not paying attention. I believe the majority of Americans are being distracted by media and reality TV and baseball and whatever else,
mm-hmm.
and they're not actually paying attention to what's going on in the news. They're not actually paying attention about what is even going on within their local government or within their own communities. They are so far detached from reality. All they care about is going to work, making money, and coming home and... you know, drinking and watching TV. Like, that's really what it is for the majority of people.
Another thing is just apathy if they're not completely distracted. Like, if they hear something, like, bad going on, they're just like, I don't want to think about that. Because so many people, you know, one thing I really hate about, like, the new age circles is, like, people who are just like, if something bad is happening, just don't pay attention to it.
Good vibes only.
Just don't pay attention to it.
You can't blame somebody, I don't think, for coming to the conclusion, let's say they see all the bad things happening, and they don't think there's anything you can do about it, because realistically, I mean, it doesn't matter who you vote for, things just keep getting worse. So I don't like to call people stupid. I would rather say they're ignorant. Because they... you know, maybe realize they just can't change things. So, like, why not just put their nose to the ground?
We're all sitting here telling Perry, oh, yeah, well, we can't change all of America because it's the truth. But the thing I'm trying to get to him to understand is the only thing that you can do is you can't get 350 million people to start to care about picking up bubble gum or whatever you said, but you can move to a place where people are more likely to be, you know, to care about what's going on. Yes, and I'm talking.
There, Perry.
So,
she's
like,
trying to finish this statement here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
If you move to a place where everyone is the way that you want to live already, and you get other people, convince them to move to this same place, you could take over a small area, and you and the people that are like that could take over. But just sitting around believing that everyone in America is, like, actually smarter and better than, I mean, that's just, you're going to get hit in the face next time there's a COVID type event and you're in San Antonio, Texas, and you got to walk past
California.
The place. I'm talking about myself.
But he should be in Texas. I mean, Perry, you said you're a Trump guy. What are you doing in California when you could be in Florida or Texas?
I don't know, but
or Arizona.
You know, I'm just saying. I know picking
well,
up.
No,
that
was a serious question. It didn't
world,
deserve
but
an I don't know, but
America
Perry.
Should be the cleanest. Well, just one more thing. Well, the America should be the cleanest country in the world. That's my opinion. This is my opinion. We should be out of debt. We should be.
That's never going to happen.
You know,
New Hampshire's really clean,
strong in energy, so that we don't have to worry about
Perry, it's $31 trillion now. But it's gone up trillions of dollars in just the last few years. They aren't going to get out of debt. The United States federal government is going to fail, and it is going to break up at some point. My question for you deserves more than an I don't know, but, which is what you said to me when I asked you, why aren't you in some place like Texas or Florida where you can actually be around more like-minded conservative Trump people?
Basically, the property that I bought was a deal of a lifetime because it was somebody just wanted to get. I thank God for that, but I happen to have the cash because they didn't want to, you know, somebody be making payments to them or carry the note or anything. So I got such a good deal because I thought about what you're saying. I didn't think about moving to back because I moved out of Los Angeles to Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Then I decided that I found this piece of property and I just have the money for it. I happen to have, you know, the full amount of cash. So I ended up buying it because it was such a good deal. I was way ahead on as far as the value of the property. That's the only reason why I did that.
So that's it. You feel like you're tied down.
To me, the governor's a dick. He should be put in jail. You know what I mean? It's terrible what's going on.
Well, you know that's not going to happen.
A lot of our politicians should be.
So you feel like you're tied down by a piece of property that you got a really good deal on, and now you have to stay in California for the rest of your life.
No. I can sell it. But so far, the neighbors have been. I have a Christian constitutional conservative neighbor that is real nice, and all the neighbors around here seem to mind their own business, and we all get along really great.
So it sounds comfortable.
Okay, all right. So California's worth staying in, is what you're saying. You think that because you have nice people. Go ahead.
What I'm saying is this. There's people that are stuck in LA because I have friends and people I know there that are not happy with what's going on there. You know, you can go to the store and get mugged.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, they've been there all their lives. Like me, I was there all my life. Of course, it wasn't as bad. It wasn't near as bad as it is now. Of course, worse. But it's very dangerous in some areas over there.
Sure.
Of course, you know that. Well,
you're paying for that, though, right? Like, to some extent, you're still paying for that because you still live in California.
Yeah, I still live in California. And I used to like to go to the ocean, you know, every so often. And I know where the best restaurants, because I was in sales there. You know, they used to give me a car every year, you know.
All right, Perry, I feel like we're going off way too far into the weeds
anyway,
here.
Go ahead. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead. But anyway, America would still be the greatest country in the world.
Nah, it's over, dude. America's over.
We've got to think that way.
Everything should be allowed to die. It's like, imagine if you have like a...
People, this is the last point I'll make. There's people that love America, right? And if those people...
Yeah, but they only love the idea of America. They only love the idea of it. Do they love the United States federal government? Do those people love the federal government?
And it sounds sad, but the idea of America and what America was built on originally, it's dead. It's been long dead. At least 100 years.
Well, the good news is the landmass will stay there once the government has failed, which it will at some point fail. We can still be Americans. You can still value liberty. You can still value freedom and those sorts of things. And we can still have those things without the federal government. In fact, that is the only way we will ever have a chance.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the only way to have those things because, I mean, the people are just continually getting more and more, if not apathetic. I mean, if not stupid, then apathetic and just letting the government do whatever it wants, and we're not going to have people even know what the word liberty means pretty soon.
Thank you, Perry, for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. And, of course, the best solution is to not just, if you aren't happy with the political circumstances where you are, like California sucks if you're a conservative.
Yeah.
It's just not the place to be. I mean, it's nice that you got some neighbors that you like there.
But are the rest of the neighbors in the town stealing money from you and voting to, you know, make it so you can't own guns and whatever?
At the state level, they sure are.
And that's why I made the point of him being comfortable, because that's what happens. Mm-hmm. People are comfortable.
Yep.
And that's why they're not going to go out on a limb and take risks to try to make their lives better, because that is uncomfortable.
And it wouldn't even be a big risk to say, sell your property and buy something.
You're
going to
get a lot of money for it now.
Yeah, move to Arizona or Texas or something like that if you're in California and you're a conservative type. But anyway, Ridley's on the line, and unfortunately he's out right now in Colorado, last I heard. Ridley, you still out there? Did you make it back to New Hampshire?
No, I'm back in state.
Oh, great. Welcome back, sir.
Yeah, I'm sorry I didn't expect you to go to me, so I lost my notes. But have you been following the scandal that's been going on in Camden, New Hampshire?
In where? Hampton or Camden?
I haven't.
Northampton.
Northampton. Oh. Okay, that's like out by the beach, right?
Correct.
Okay, no, what's going on there?
Yeah, so the police chief resigned under a cloud, and I guess it goes back to it's connected to an arrest, apparently, or they think it's connected to an arrest that happened in October, where they arrested a lady in her own house for drinking in her own house.
Oh boy. What?
This is in NH Journal.
Mm-hmm.
NHJournal.com, which is sort of it's the paper that's sort of taken on the mantle of watchdogging the government, since it seems like the mainstream press has kind of gotten worse at that. NH Journal is a little bit more of sort of a cross between indie press and mainstream press, I guess.
OK, Okay. So so how is it this woman got arrested inside her own home for drinking?
Well, she was, I guess there was a wreck outside her house.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is the police came by because of the wreck. And then they somehow ended up in her house and they said, oh, you've been drinking? And they questioned her and she answered their questions about her drinking.
Oops.
Which is a mistake.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have let him in.
But nope. Then they tried to give her a breathalyzer inside.
That's crazy.
They tried to give her a breathalyzer, according to the NH Journal report, inside her own home. And she did refuse that.
Oh, that's good.
I mean, why does it matter if...
Yeah.
Because even, like, disorderly conduct or something like that, you'd need to be outside. You're kind of, unless you're... I mean, you're not breaking the law by drinking in your own house. It doesn't matter what your BAL is.
But what
was she, 21?
Were they claiming that she had been driving while drinking?
I think there was some suspicion that she had been... that she had drunk on the way to the house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then that's like exactly what happened to me. So I could totally see that happening. I was at work. I had been at work for an hour. And the cops came to my job and were like, so there was a report that you were drinking. And I was like, well, I wasn't. And they tricked me that I had to take a breathalyzer because I didn't know my rights. This was like before I was a libertarian. And they were like, they tried to charge me with a DUI for driving to work the hour before. Anyways, even if I blew a zero, it's a long story, but yeah, that sounds like that's probably what happened. She probably admitted she drove there recently, and then they were like, oh, you smell like alcohol. We're going to have to we need you to take a breathalyzer. That's probably what happened.
I was in jail a decade ago for civil disobedience, and someone I was in there with had been, quote, seen on the road driving home, weaving, allegedly. Somebody called the cops on him. They came to his house when he was already home, sitting in his chair watching television. He went to the door, and the cops asked him if he had been driving, and then they arrested him for a DUI.
I just think they can't do that. I mean, obviously they can because they're doing it, but to me it just doesn't make sense because you cannot prove, they can't prove, that this person was drinking and driving once they're home. If you crack a beer once you get home, that's not illegal. And right. There is no actual way to prove that that person was drinking and driving.
So
they should have hired a lawyer.
We didn't actually get to
the police chief.
What's going on now with Ridley?
Yeah, Ridley, if you've got more to say about this, hang on. We can continue here in moments. I actually have a story pulled up as well. So basically, it sounds like the police chief resigned as things started to get hot with an investigation of her department. It's like, well, I'm out. The number here is 603-283-6160. You can join the show. Hour number three is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.